time for another one of Downtown's greatest hits.
In the last couple of years, the news has come out through your book, A Moment in Time, that you wrote along with David Ritz and several other publications, that that Bobby Thompson knew that pitch was coming. It had been tipped, and you actually found out about this not that long. But 1954, was it, when Ted Gray told you what had happened?
Absolutely. I found out I'd been with the, I got traded to Detroit. I was there about a year. You know, I think I went over there in June, and I think it was May of the following year. Teddy and I had roomed together, and, you know, we had played a day game in Cleveland. We had dinner. We went up to our rooms. We had, you know, twin beds. They roomed two guys together all the time. And he said, you know, I was sworn to secrecy, but I have to tell you this. And he told me how the Giants stole the signs. And I was really livid, because when you play ball, you play between the lines. You want to steal a sign from second base so the coach can get the signs or something, that's fine. But they go off the field, look through a telescope, and then have an electrician hook up a buzzer system to the bullpen and to the dugout. That's despicable. Now, the bullpen and the polo grounds, first of all, it was conducive in the polo grounds because the locker room was only was dead center, okay? So they could get the signs easy. You know, nobody could know what they were doing. And basically, you could look at a bullpen, which was about 7 degrees to the right of the pitcher, and the dugout, they'd yell. You know, the dugout would yell, you know, socket, S for straight ball, be ready, second letter B, curveball, watch it, the third pitch. And so this is a team that was 58-52, 6 games over .500 after 110 games. And they go 37-7. Now, when Teddy told me that, I was living now. Years later, I was at a ball, and so was Sal Evers. Sal Evers was a catcher in the bullpen, gave the sign.
Right.
I said, Sal, I understand how you went at home, you stole the signs, but I don't understand how you did so well on the road. He said, we stole them on the road. And I just shook my head. I can't believe that. I said, every place, he said, well, except Brooklyn, because Herman Franks and Shenz said if they got discovered by the Brooklyn fans, they would have been killed. I said, and rightfully so.